couple of questions.
What fun it was to fly in this morning over this magnificent landscape into the Gummi. It's so quirky, and I love the way it brings this community together, this community that's known for its fantastic spirit. Community engagement is a very precious commodity, and we have to nurture it. And what APEX does, organising this event, is to bring families here for a wonderful day. And I love those craft. I can't tell you how hard it was judging the winners, but to be here on the banks, the Wagga Wagga beach, nobody would believe there was a beach in Wagga Wagga, to feel this lovely Australian bush environment, to see the advantages of family life and the richness of community. It's inspiring and delightful. Everybody at their best. But a very special thing for me was being at North Wagga Wagga this morning to see people again whom I met nearly a year ago after the devastation of the floods in that part of this city. Those beautiful houses, so much history in them. So many people who still have a long way to recover. Their spirit and their resilience and courage and determination, what they've been through, it's a source of inspiration to all of us. But we must remember that for many of them, there is a long way to go. There are people who've put all their money into lifting their houses. They have no furniture, priorities that are very tough. So that's what's on my mind. But I treasured the opportunity to talk to some women and men, some older people who've lived there for a long time, about what they've been through. I think particularly for frail aged people, I salute them.
You've seen some houses go up, apparently, perhaps since you were last here, homes that have been put up. It seems like it's something, if we could afford it, would be a wonderful thing to do.
Well, I think it's the only thing to do, really, if we want to bring about change that's going to protect people in the future. But it's a very expensive process. I've been talking about it to people. I love the way, though, people have got in there, worked so hard, done up their houses, because they are heritage treasures. They're part of Australia's heritage. And huge achievement, I think, that wouldn't have been possible without the fabulous volunteers, the professionals, people from all walks of life who've come in and lent a hand and are still doing it. They're the backbone of our country.
You've seen them working in floods and then bushfires more recently. It's the sort of country we live in. But you've also seen the Murray-Darling Basin go from being in drought 5 years ago to these amazing floods we've had. What sort of comment do you say about our preparedness or our resilience with all of that, which is our natural landscape?
Well, I grew up in Western Queensland, and I'm familiar across my life with the volatility of our landscape, the tough challenges that bush people face with courage and determination. In the last few years, we've seen some horrific devastation, but I have also observed the lift in professional skills. I think we have much better responses. We've learned from experience. It's a marvellous thing to see the ADF coming in to assist people, as they did in North Wagga Wagga, that lifts morale. It's much more organised. The response is much more efficient. You know, when these disasters occur, there are crisis management committees established, and they work so hard, you know, through the day and night, and people are called up, they come in, they know what to do, whether they're public servants from Canberra, other centres supporting people in practical ways, the Salvation Army with the food, the Red Cross with the accommodation. It's absolutely inspiring, the coordination and learning from every experience. And I think also a fantastic thing is the improvement in communication, the warning, the prevention. A marvellous thing to see that in the terrible fires in Tasmania, nobody was killed. And, you know, we must be very grateful for that. So, yes, I think an enormous amount has been achieved. And, we're all better informed. There's awareness programs, education programs. And we're facing up to our landscape.
And just how was it meeting the volunteers in the ADF this afternoon as well?
Oh, I love seeing them. I love the opportunity to thank them for what they do. And I love the way they always say, it's my job. And the other thing I see all the time is the way people say a lot of people worse off than me. It reaches into your heart, really. We all have enormous respect and admiration for our volunteers. The Fireys, the SES, the marvellous people who work for the council, who step in and work 24 hours a day too.
Thank you very much. Thank you.